Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. We're on Kuf Lamed Tes. I just want to go back to Kuf Lamed Tes for a minute. For the bottom three lines where it says Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Chas v'shalom. Shetashtakach Torah mi Yisrael. The Torah will be forgotten from Klai Yisrael. Shemar, because it says, Shilal Sishkach mi Pizarro. It says, Shilal Sishkach mi Pizarro. Never be forgotten. Elamani Mekayim Yish. Don't do Levakesh Dvar Hashem Vol Matzo. What does that mean? We're going to search out. We're going to look for Hashem. We're not going to find him. What does that mean? If it doesn't mean, if learning will never be forgotten, what does that mean? We're going to look out. We're not going to find what we need to know. Shal Yimtzu Halacha Brura. You're not going to find Halacha Brura. Mishnah Brura. And Mishnah Brura. Femakom Echad. In one place. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Clarity.
It says Rashi. Bita'amim. In reasons, shelo yehei ba machlokes, that there shouldn't be a machlokes. What does that mean? That means that in the beginning there was no machlokes ever. There was no machlokes, right? It was much more clarity. Now you want to know what do I do about Boru we have today? You're gonna say your head's gonna be spinning. Why? Because everything's a machlokes, right? So without a machlokes, much better. That's what it means. That's what it means. What? Right? Right? But Ben Yehuda says that machlokas is a good thing because it makes you learn better. Because you have to really, like, really know it. So you have to really, strive much harder to really know. There's truth to that. But you know, sometimes it gets a little overwhelming when you want to know something and you're like, what do I do about this? So what do I do about this? So can I squeeze the this into the this? Well, it depends who you ask, right? That's what Shem Yehuda said was going to happen, right? Don't be halacha. That's what Rashi says. Be machlokas. Everything's a machlokas. Okay.
What's
the
machlokas? What that
mean? Mhm. I just tell you what Rashi said it means. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Elisha Omer, in Reisa Dor, Shetzaros Rabos Boaz Olav. If you see a generation where Tzaros Rabos come, say Ubadok B'dayana Yisrael. Go look at the Dayanim. Go look at the Dayanim. They're the ones that are causing all these problems. It's all their fault. Why is it all their fault? So first of all, the Ben Yehuda says that, why does it say a funny lashon of Tzaros Rabos? It's not a funny lashon. But what does it mean Tzaros Rabos as opposed to what? What should it say?
Tzaros.
Right? Tzaros. Right? So he says normally Hashem brings Tzaros in stages. Like first Tzaros is on your house, then on your clothing, then on you. Like it's always stages. But all of a sudden Tzaros Rabos, when the wallop is so bad, that's because there's something really, really wrong, and only could be the Dayanim's fault. Why? Because there's by perverting justice and judging incorrectly, that the media connected media is you such a corruption that Hashem can't even do things in the normal way of punishing slowly. He has to do it in one shot also.
So we're punished because the judges are corrupt.
That's always the case. No? We'll see in a minute why. Shekal Peronos Shabal Olam Lo Bo Ela B'Shvil Dayana Yisrael. Every evil that happens to the Jewish people only happens because of the bad judges. How's that fair? Right? Right? Because they caused the Klal Yisrael not to follow Hashem. And therefore, it's all their fault. That's what it is. Now, you have somebody who doesn't do that. Someone who's a good person. It's true. I don't have an answer for that. Right? Right? Why did Gedol Yisrael die in the Holocaust? I don't have an answer for that.
I
don't know if anyone died, but it's certainly not them.
But I assume it applies only when the basis, but they didn't, were in charge of Allah.
Correct.
Nowadays they have secular courts. It's not
like... Right. Shenemar, like it says, Shimon Azos, Rashi Beis Yaakov, listen to the heads of Beis Yaakov, Kitzine Beis Yisrael, the chiefs, the officers, Hamitzavim Mishpat, they pervert justice, Vezkal Yishari Yakshu, everything straight, they make crooked. Bona Tzion Bedamim, they build up Tzion with money. It's all bribery. Vishalayim Ba'ola Rosha B'Shochad Yishpetu Ukaneh B'Mechir Yoru. So here it is. B'Shochad Yishvotu, they judge in bribery. Ubrikohaneh B'Mechir Yoru, and they sell off Kahanim to the highest bidder. Uneviyah B'Ketzef Yiksumu, right? And they bribe the Neviim. Bal Hashem Yishanu, and they should rely on Hashem, but they don't. Rishayim Haim Elashatalu Bitchonam Rishayim Haim, they're Rishayim Elashatalu Bitchonam Shemisha Amar Vahaya Ha'olam. Right? And they rely on Hashem Lefikach mevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu aleihem gimel peranos. That's why Hashem brings three bad things. Keneged gimel averos shebi adam. Corresponding to the three averos. What are the three averos? Says Rashi. Shochad yishpotu memechir yaru neviyah mekesef yiksumu. What are the gimel peranios? The next Rashi says sada tichareish. Your fields get ruined. Ayin tihiyah ulabamos yar. Shenemar, like it says back in the Gemara, lachen beglalchem tzion sada tichareish vishlaim ayin tihiyah. So just a very interesting, what's better? So it's a like a hashkafic issue. It's a machlokas here between the Chovos Halvavos and the Evan Shlomo. What's better, to be to believe in Hashem and to be bad, or to not believe and to be bad? Right? It's because it quotes a little bit here. The Botchum, they believe in Hashem. They believe in Hashem and you're still bad? So everyone says, that's better. At least they believe in Hashem. So they have taiva, it's okay. But at least they believe in Hashem. Said the Chovos Halvavos, it's so much worse. Right? Right? It's like davening to Hashem so that my bank robbery should be successful. What is that? Is that better or worse? So think about it. Is that better or worse? So it's a philosophical issue. So to think about. Is that appropriate? At least I believe, but I'm completely crooked.
It's not any worse, but it says in the Torah that tzaddikim get punished for the sins in a higher, in a harsher madriga than regular people.
Right.
So it's the same concept.
Right. I understand, but in a way, it's like what kind of slap in the face is that?
Right. Because they're held in a higher standard.
They in a Kaddish Baruch Hu Masha Shkinaso Al Yisrael. And Hashem doesn't rest his Shekhinah. Atchich l'shoftim v'shoftim Rami Yisrael until the evil judges and officers are gone. Shenemar, v'ashiv yadi alecha v'etzrof kibar sigayech v'asiro kol bidulayech v'ashiva shoftecha kivishonav yotzecha katchila. Fine. Amar Ula, ein Yerushalayim nifteh ela b'tzedakah. Yerushalayim will only be redeemed with tzedakah. Shenemar, like it says, siyam mishpat yipadeh v'shaviyah b'tzedakah. Amr Papa, Ibatli Yahari, if the haughty people are gone, then Batli Amgushi, then the witchcraft is gone. Ibatli Diani, if the bad judges are gone, then Batli Gizirifti, then the Gizirifti are gone. What are the Gizirifti? Those are some kind of officers. Ibatli Yahari, Batli Amgushi, if the haughty people are gone, then the witchcraft is gone. The Ksiv, like it says, V'etrov Kivar Tigayich. Fine. Ibatli Dayani, Ibatli Gizirifti, Dechsev Hesar Hashem Mishpatecha, Pnei Oivecha. Fine. Amr of Milai, Mishom Rishima, Rabbi Lazar Ben Rishiman. My Dechsev, what is it when it says, Shever Hashem Mate Rishoyim, Shevet Moshlim? Shever Hashem Mate Rishoyim, what does that mean? Eile HaDayanim, that's the Dayanim, Shenasu Maka L'chazneim, they give a stick to their attendants to punish people incorrectly. And Mishpat Moshlim, Eile Tmin HaChamim, Shever Mishpachos HaDayanim. That's the Tzmini Chacham. I'm not sure what this means. Tzmini Chacham, that the Mishpachas are Dayanim. What does that mean? Their own family is a Dayanim? I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Tzmini Chacham, they will teach general laws to unlearn judges.
Oh, they teach to unlearn judges.
Judge correctly.
Marzutra Amar, El Tzmini Chachamim, Shemalamdim Halachas Tzibor L'Darnei Bor. They teach Halachas to ignorant people. Who are then judges. Amar Belazar ben Milai, Mishum Mishlakish. What does it mean when it says Hikapayim Nigalu Bedam, Ve'etzboseim Ba'avon, Sifsoseichem Dibru Sheker, Veshomchem Ola Tege, Avla Tege. So Hikapayim Nigalu Bedam El Hadayanim. That's the Dayanim. Etzboseim Ba'avon El Sofer Dayanim. Those are people that are writing down, the scribes, the fingers, they're writing it all down. Sifsoseim Dibru Sheker El Over Dayanim. Those are the Orche Dayanim, those are the lawyers. We're arguing all this falsity. And Lashonam Avot Te'ageh, Elu Baladinim. Those are the Baladinim. Rabbi Bilai, Mishum Rabbi Yitzchok Magdala. This is completely out of left field, but it's the same people. Miyom Shapiresh Yosef Miyachav. The day that Yosef separated from his brothers. Lo Tom Tam Yayin. He never tasted wine again. The Chsiv, like it says, Ulukadkod Nazir Echav. He was separated. Why did he never taste wine? Why not? There are four reasons. One reason is the Vinyasa says because he never wanted to get drunk and then reveal that he's really Yosef. That he's really Jewish and all that. That's number one. That what happened to him. That he was sold by his family. It's horrible. Number two, he was davening every moment. that he should find them and be reunited. So you can't daven when you're drunk. So he was never able to become drunk. Never able to drink. That's number two. The Chassam Sofer says he made a neder as a sign of, you know, seriousness. And the Migdal O says, out of the tsar, what his father and Binyamin, his brother, must have been going through, he just couldn't bring himself to drink. Now, the Gemara says Yosef never drank. From Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, af hein lo tom tam yayin. The brothers also never drank. The Chsiv, like it says, Vayishtu, Vayashku, Imo, Mechlal dal idna, lo. So it says that they ate with him at Suda, which means, and they drank with him, which is until then they didn't. So everybody asks, what was the brother's heter? If Mimanashach Yosef knew he was Yosef, what was the brother's heter to drink with them? To drink with Yosef? They make it an edit. We're not drinking wine until we find Yosef, right? So what are they doing with this guy? So it's a very good question. The answers are not as good. Tamar Shah says over here that it was because of the Malchus. Basically, they had no choice. The Malchus says, let's come drink. Yosef, the Melech, says, let's come drink. What's the choice? What choice do we have? So, if you're interested in this, I think the Satmar Rebbe says like this. When the Megillah says that Mordechai wore, when Achashverosh paraded him around, when Haman had to parade Mordechai around, and he wore Levush, Malchus, Tchelos, Vachur, Vatera, Zahav, Gedolah, right? It says, right, he wore all the royalty. That was merumas in the fact that Yosef gave Binyamin, whose descendant was Mordechai, extra clothing. What? Extra clothing. Binyamin got extra clothing from Yosef. Oh, yeah. That was the extra clothing that his descendant Mordechai was going to wear in glory. If that's true, this Suda had a shemet of a Purim Suda. And this is the shemet of a Purim Suda. You're allowed to drink at the Purim Suda. Okay? You like that, Vart? Okay. In a practical way, the question is better than the answer. What? Why were they drinking? They made a neder not to, right? The idach. What was he? What was the other one? The other man who said only Yosef, not the brothers. But the pasuk says the brothers drank. No, schirus hu d'lohave. They would never get drunk. Schirus miyahave. The drink. The only one was drinking. They give him a cup of wine. They're not going to get drunk at the suda, so they were able to drink. Vemer of Malai, b'schar. Beracha, v'samech believo, in the schar that Aaron saw that Moshe was going to be the leader and not Aaron, who until then was the, Rashi says, he was the Navi and the leader, and he saw that it was given to Moshe and he was happy about it and he wasn't jealous. So zacha l'choshen mishpat alibo, he was zacha to have the choshen on his heart. What's the midah? Can I get midah between that and that? So b'pashtus it is as follows. Well, Aaron wasn't jealous. He had no jealousy in his heart. Therefore, he was zochet to have the choshen on his heart. So what kind of answer is that? What's the midah keneged midah? Ready for this one? Not only was Moshe the leader, but Moshe was the ultimate dayan. As Yisro told Moshe, what's going on here is madness. You can't sit here from day till night and be judging everybody's little petty disputes. What you have to do is as follows. You have to set up lower judges, and you handle the big ones. The big cases you'll handle. Right? And Aaron was happy that this wasn't him. He was happy that this was Moshe's issue. He was happy to go back to his little corner and be away from it all. And the Midah Keneged Midah is that all the big questions went to Aaron. How so? On the Choshen. Or of Atumim. All the big questions. It's a beautiful heart. All the questions were gone to him. Not Moshe. He was happy. He didn't have any jealousy that his brother Moshe was going to be the one with all the questions. Be the one that has to lead. Everyone comes to him for problems, right? Everyone comes to the Gadol for problems. No, they're all going to Aaron. They're all going to go to Aaron because the Ur V'Tumim is the ultimate decider of every Shiloh. What beautiful part?
Yeah.
Beautiful. You hear that? That was the Midah Keneged Midah.
Aaron was known as someone
who's
out in the public.
Right. Not only that. Leader of Kleisel. Rashi says it here. So I don't want to read it because we're running out of time. He was the leader of Kleisel. He was the Navi. Said the pasuk in
Yechezkel.
Sure they did. Eli went to ask the Ur V'Tumim. What's the story? How do you know that?
That wasn't what it was for.
It was only for national things.
Who's able to ask questions? The king?
Right.
Navi? You can't go to find the winning lottery numbers.
No, not the winning lottery numbers, but, you know, what's his name? My neighbor broke my window. He says it's not true. I say it is true.
That's the only exception that
right?
Case.
So what happens in such a case like that?
I don't know.
You couldn't go to the room to decide who broke the window.
Right. We go to war. Who right. Goes up to war?
Okay, so these are the ultimate issues. These are the ultimate yeah. questions. The most important questions. Most important questions of...
I never understood the main exception. Elias, what question? What does she care what she's doing or not?
Right. So maybe it wasn't asked just for the most important. Maybe was, but the point is, there's no question. We all agree that it was the best. It was the best advice getter, the best advice getter, right? Better than any judges. That's the music in Eged Mizrach. No, you don't like it? It's very nice. Okay.
No one ever said Aaron was shying away from being in the public.
Sure, he was. He was happy not to be. If you have a little bit of jealousy, you try to muscle your way in there. He didn't do that. Not only that, he was happy about Moshe. That's very unusual. It's very unusual. You never find that. The only one time you find it in history was the B'nai B'Seira. They conceded that Hillel was greater than them. He let him be the leader. You always never have such a thing. People give up leadership. It's unreal. Okay. Shalchulei. Okay, that's it for the God of the rest. What?
Yeah. Rebbe,
yeah.
He never wanted to stop it. He never wanted to give it up.
Right. Right. Good part. Okay. That was the God. Here on it's very difficult. Shalchanei B'nai Bishkar L'Levi. The B'nai Bishkar asked Levi three questions. One of them is related to yesterday's daf. Kila Mahu. So what's the story with this canopy bed? With this sloping canopy? Kishusa B'kar Mahu. What about planting kishusa in a vineyard? Is kishusa a vegetable, which is a client problem, or not? Or it's a tree, which is not a client problem? What's the status of this kishusa? And mace b'yontif mahu. What do you do with a mace that dies on yontif? Can you bury it on yontif? Can you not? What's the story with that? So ad da'azil, while this question was being sent, noach nafshe de Levi. Levi died. So Omar Shmuel l'Rav Menasya. Shmuel said to Rav Menasya, icha kimas shalach lehu. If you're smart, then answer. If you have the ability to answer it in Levi's place, do that. So Shalach Lui answers like this. Kila, this issue of the Kila, Chazarnu al kol tidei Kila, I looked over every angle of this issue. V'lo matzino lo tzad heter. I couldn't find the heter, right? I'm sorry. Yeah, I couldn't find the heter. I couldn't find the heter. So the Gemara says, V'lishach lo k'dero bar Yecheskel. So why didn't he give him the heter like Mar bar Yecheskel gave yesterday, which was what? What was that yesterday? If the sheet's already there, then maybe it's okay. Hold on with the sheet from yesterday. So the Gemara says, Lefisha ain't a B'nai Torah. Because they weren't B'nai Torah. Therefore what? Says Rashi, at the bottom of here. Lefisha ain't a B'nai Torah. Umakili tfei. They're going to be two mekel. This heter is quite complicated. So if you're not a Ben Torah, you might come to make a mistake. So says look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. Ben Chananel was older than Rashi. Right? Older, right? Look how already in Rabbeinu Chananel, look what Rabbeinu Chananel writes. He writes, "Afilu dvarm hamutarin," even though it's mutter, "kigon elu," like this, "ukidomu lehem," and things like this, "hamusarin la'ama aretz," if you give it to an amaretz, "ein adam rishai lahoros lehem leheter, el yachmar lein leiser." You can't tell them it's heter, because they're going to run with the heter incorrectly. This is mutter. But not that, and it's so similar, and it's such a it's unbelievable Rebbeinu Chananel. So old is already this problem. Okay. Next, back at the Gemara. Kishusa bekarma ibuvia. This kishusa with vines is erbuvia. It's a problem. It's erbuvia. It's a problem. V'lishach l'ho k'der of tarfin. So I didn't tell him like of tarfin. The Tanya. Kishus, this kishusa, whatever it is, some kind of grass. Hops, okay. Rav tarfin omer ain klayim bekarim. They said it's not a problem of klayim. The chacham omrim beklayim bekar. It is a problem. For klayim, we have a rule: call a mekel ba'aretz halacha kamosa bechutz la'aretz. If the mekel in Eretz Yisrael, halacha is like that in chutz la'aretz. This question: these people live in chutz la'aretz. So why didn't he pass on Rav Tarfin? Again, lefisha ain b'nei Torah, because not b'nei Torah, and they're not going to have this yes, that not. It's such hair splitting. They could run into the risk. Machiz Rav. Rav announced. Haiman, the boy, Lemizra, Kishusa, Bekarma, Lizra. If you want to plant Kishusa with your vineyard, not a problem. Rav Amram Chasida, Mangirale, he was against that. Rav Masharshia, Yavle, Pruta, Latino, he used to give a dollar penny, whatever, to the baby, Nachri, the guy, not the baby, the child, Vizarale. Since it wasn't really Asar. So if he had to be an couldn't be an Amaret. So what he would do was he would give it to the guy, the neighbor, the kid, the guy's kid, let him go do it. Let him plant it over there. So we're gonna tell you also give it to a Jewish boy. You hear this? Let a Jewish boy. So the truth is, there's not anything wrong with it. Big discussion over here about letting children do avarus. Asi l'mitzvah. No, he'll come to wake up, he'll grow up, and he'll think, I can do this. When I was a 10-year-old kid, I did it. Right? So it's a big deal. Asi l'mitzvah. V'litin l'gadol. This issue comes up I think when there's a bris milah on Yom Kippur. What do you do with that kos? The bris milah on Yom Kippur, what do you do with the kos? Do you give it to a kid to drink or not? Do you make a bar for your hagafen? I think you make a hagafen. What do you do? In the Gemara's time, the whole shiloh about that. We're going to get to an Erevin. What do you do with that?
We do it now.
What do we do with the hagafen? We leave the cup there till after Yom Kippur or we give it to a kid? How could you give it to a kid? Asi l'mitzvah. Well, it's only once every blue moon. How often is there a bris on Yom Kippur? It's not such a big deal. It's not such a simple shiloh. The question is, asi l'mitzvah. He'll make a mistake. He'll grow up thinking, I'm allowed to do this. No, you're not really allowed to. A 10-year-old kid, we let him do it. It's not really awesome.
No, a kid doesn't have to fast.
What?
A kid doesn't have to fast.
I know. So he'll grow up thinking, I don't have to fast. I remember when they gave me wine on Yom Kippur. I remember that. That was the best Yom Kippur of my life. Right?
So what about all the other food you got on that day?
What? It's a good question. All right. Valita on le legadol nachri. Why don't you give it to an adult? Nachri. What if they give it to his kid? Let the adult do it. The answer is Asi Lachlufe be Yisrael. Oh, you'll mix up. What's the difference between a guy and you? You'll make a mistake. Okay. Mace. What about this mace? Shalchule. They answer like this. Mace. If there's a mace, lo yis askuba. You should not be involved with a mace. Lo Yehudon, not Jews. Lo Armoy, not Goyim. Lo Yontif Rishon. Lo Yontif Sheni. Not the first day Yontif, not second day Yontif. Any, is that true? Amar Behudah Rashilas, Amar Rav Asi. It was a yontif on a Friday, right? Velo yadana. I don't remember. I'm sorry. It was yontif before Shabbos. I don't remember ilifoneha umal achareha. If yontif was a Friday or yontif was a Sunday, I don't remember. I don't remember the details. But v'asu lekamei Rav Yochanan, he came to Rav Yochanan v'amalahu and he said, yis asku be amamin. Let the guy do it. V'amar Rava, and Rava says, Mace be Yontif Rishon. If the person dies on Yontif Rishon, says Rashi, Mace Shenishtaha. It's a death that there was a wait. In other words, Kigon, Shemace Bishabis, it died on Shabbos, Ulamachar Haya Yontif. And the next day was Yontif, right? Right? So that's the kind of mace that we're talking about. Then it's asku bo amamin. Then you can have a guy do it. It's already a weight. However, beyontif sheni, but if the mace is on yontif sheni, it's asku bo Yisrael. Then a Jew can do it. Now, I know this might have been the practice some years ago. I think that it's not done anymore. That they're busy with the mace on the second day yontif. I don't think we do it. I know there might have been, I know Moshe has a tshuva about it. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos is very interesting. Tosfos gives a whole nother reason not to do it, which might apply today as well. Listen to this. Bebeitza maskina on basar hach milsa, and that's how we pass him. Amar Ravina ha'idna, but now listen to this. The ikah chavre with the ragayim, the Persians, chayshinan pirush. We're choshish not to do anything. Why? V'lo yitzaskuvo Yisrael. Pen yitzavu aleim chavre lasas malacha biyamtif. Then they'll make us do malacha. Kivon, Sheroin, Sheozin, Bishvil Meis. Right? If they know that we always have to take off from work. On Yontif, what do you mean? You went into the car to go to the funeral? You're a bunch of hypocrites. You can't come to work? The funeral you can go to? So Ravina said we can't allow this. In other words, Meikar Adin, it might be Mutter. It's only Yontif Sheni, it's only Yontif Sheni, so it's only a suffix. And plus they have the mace over here, and it's a bazillion. So all these heterim, you can put together a bunch of heterim. Says Ravina, what are the goyim going to say? The goyim are going to give us work then. Right? Umay Tzahaya, there was a story, Fa'olichu mace chutz l'tchum, beyontif. They went outside the tchum, which is a violation, on Yontif. They rode horses. Was asik b'meis to be busy for kosher being Tam, and Rebbe Tam got upset. Afal holchem bereka below susim, even those who didn't get on the horse. V'shama Rebbe, and his Rebbe heard. I don't know who that Rebbe is. The taimo mishum demasik ravino idol deika chaveri v'lizon afal gafter leto lamechash. Even though we might have to be suspicious about that, yesh leesar kivin demasik hachi gam yesh luyare penyitav asarim latazim v'malach den. Right, the same thing. The offers to see what are these Jews. They won't come to work, but they go to the funeral? That's not right. So then what are they going to do? They'll get fired. That's in 21st century America. What kind of nonsense is this? You take off all these days, and then you go ahead and go run to the funeral in the car? That's terrible. Or in those days, they say, listen, we can't do it to our religion. All right, so we'll do it tomorrow. Then they see they're busy with the funeral. You know what? You can do work today. Lichtov, Mashahim Rotsin, Vishlachman Rabbeinu Tam, B'nai Bishkar, Eina B'nai Torah, well, B'nai Melavayin, B'nai Torah, that city in France, they're different. Right? That's what we're going to say in a minute. So for Amoratsim, you can't matter it. Why? Because then they take their heads and they run with it. So it's any different over here. So I think that might still apply today. Right? Imagine you have a job, and you take off, and then they find out that you went to the funeral. So what kind of nonsense is that? That's the exact same thing.
We have Pikuach Nefesh, we go driving in a car to the hospital. What? Same thing.
What? So Pikuach Nefesh, I think people would understand. Well, so wait till tomorrow. They wait a month before they bury somebody. Right? So I don't go in a car. I've never been in a car. One time, it was a terrible thing. I had to go. I die. I think a guy would understand that. Yeah. Right? The funeral is today. So I can't do it tomorrow. Because that's our religion. All right, so it's start opening that Pandora's box, and then all that lead to problems. So Rabbeinu Tam already said it. Rabbeinu Tam said it. Ravina said it already. Right? It's an old idea. Okay. Anyway, Vafil Yadav Sheni Rosh Hashanah. Even Yadav Sheni Rosh Hashanah did not. Masha Ein came Bebeta, but by an egg, it's not true. By an egg, you can't touch that egg. Anyway, so what do you see from here? That we made the same gzeira. The answer is a fishayin b'nei Torah, because they're not b'nei Torah. So really, it's mutter. Putting aside what Tosfos said about the goyim, really it's mutter. So why don't we allow it? Because they're not b'nei Torah, and they'll take that heter and run with it improperly. Amar of Oven by Rav Huna, Amar of Chama bar Gurya, Mitzatef Adam Bekila. You can wrap yourself in some kind of cloak, some kind of sheet, ubitzaseha with its strings. You can go out on Shabbos like that, it's not a problem. Why is that different than the following? If you go out with a garment that has tzitzis on it, but not full tzitzis, you're chayev achatas. Why are chayev achatas? It's carrying? It's carrying. You hear that? If you go out with a four-cornered garment without any tzitzis, that's not carrying. You're just being mavat the limits of tzitzis. If you wear full tzitzis, it's okay. But half is a problem. Takam tzitzis is a problem, and that sheet's okay. So the answer is obvious. Tzitzis legabe tal is chashivi, because tzitzis are chashiv. Therefore, they're not batal. Therefore, it's considered a carrying. But v'lo batli, hani lo chashivi u'batli. Right? The other one, there's some strings hanging out. That's a chashiv. That's batal. It's bottled to the beged. Therefore, it's not carrying. By tzitzis, the tzitzis are chashiv, right? They're very chashiv. They're not bottled. Therefore, if you're not mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's a whole big problem.
But if you carry those strings without the towels, it would be a problem. You just carry those plates.
Correct. So since they're on the towels, it's bottled. Okay. Okay, now, here we go. I'm a rabbi bar Barhuna. Rabbi Avuna says the following: Ma'arim Adam. So we said like this: we said if you want to strain wine on Yontif, we said you're only allowed to if the strain is already there in place and it's taking place by itself. So Amar Rabbi Bar Barhuna, Ma'arim Adam al Hamishmeres B'Yontif. A person can make a trick and allow the use of a strainer on Yontif. Litlos Bar Rimonim. To put Rimonim in there, Vitola Bashmarim, and then let Shmarim, let sediment strain. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Li Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, the Amri who say, ain't tolling us on Mishmeres b'yantif. You're not allowed to strain on yantif. V'ukma taima la mishum ohel. Not because of ohel. Nothing to do with that. Ela mishum uvda d'chol. Because it's extraneous work. So marim, so make a trick. V'tola osa l'tzorech rimonim. Hang it there and say, I'm putting this strain here because I want to put rimonim in it. Lav uvdin d'chol. That's not uvdin d'chol. I'm putting the rimonim back. Umesanin be shmarim. And then you can put the shmarim in the sediments. Hoel v'netzliach. Because it's already on. The strain is already there. The harmina nosnil atluya b'yantif. Like we said, if it's there already, you can strain on yantif. Okay? So I'm not exactly sure what this case is, but somehow you made a trick to get the strainer on top of the contraption by saying you're using it really to store rimonim. And once it's there, you're allowed to strain the grapes. Okay? Says Ravashi, Am Ravashi, Vahu to tola b'rimonim. But you have to mamash actually put rimonim in there. Right? May shna meha detanya. How come this is different than the following case? Matil and Sechar b'moed. You're allowed to make beer on Chal HaMoed. L'tzarech HaMoed. For the Moed. Shlo l'tzarech HaMoed. Aser. But if it's not for the Moed, it's Aser. And Echad Shechat Tamar. Echad Shechat Seorim. Whether it's beer honey. Honey beer. Or regular beer. Or barley beer. Afal Pishi Yeshlehem Yashan. Even if you have already old beer. Marim. V'shazim in a Chadash. You can make new beer. And there's no requirement over here. Right? Hakim Ravashi required you first to put the rimonim in it, and by the making beer and chalamor, there's no such requirement. So the Gemara answers, Hasam lo muchacha milsa. Hasam hacha muchacha milsa. Over there, right, look at Rashi. The milsa de isuruhu, da roa omo letzara chamoidhu. Shenachal yodin shiesh lomen yashan. People watch you making beer on chalamor. What are they going to think? He's making beer for yantif. Hacha muchacha milsa le iser. Here, everyone's going to say, what's this guy doing? He's making an iser. The stam tola, mishmaris ashramu tola. Most people set up a strainer to strain. They don't set up a strainer to put pomegranates in it. Nobody does that. So v'i lo yavle rimonim, beresha. If you don't put the rimonim in there, latzniyat, to store it, ba'alma, ki yav beishmarim, muchach delach itliyah. So it's much more of a joke. Therefore, in order to give it some seriousness, you have to put the rimonim in there. That'll show that you're really doing it for the rimonim. Once you put it there, then you can strain. Okay. Amar le Rabbanan le Ravashi, Chazim Mar Hai Tzurv Mir Rabbanan. I saw once a Talmud Chacham, Rav Huna bar Rav Chayon Shmei, Amar le Rav Huna bar Chilion Shmei, the Shakal Bara Betuma Umanach Bebaraz Adedana. That he took a piece of bar of garlic, right? He took a piece of garlic and he stuck it in the stuck up the hole of the barrel. So that problem of bone, the Amar Latznuei Kamachadna. I just want to store the thing over here. The Azal, the Noyim, Bimabra, he went to go sleep on a boat. The Avar Lahalach Kisa, and while he was asleep, the boat went to the other side of the river. The Sayer Peri, and he was able to watch his fruit. Farmer, he said, I know Lamenam Kamachina. I just wanted to go to sleep. But with a trick, he got across the river. I just wanted to go to sleep. I didn't know they're going to move the boat. So Amalahu, Harama Kamarta. You're talking about a harama? Harama b'drabanan hu. Those haramas are all on itzad drabanan. V'tzurvim erabanan lo asu l'mev l'chachila. And a tam chacham is not going to do a rabanan l'chachila. Okay? Today, this daf now, we're starting now, and tomorrow are so difficult. It's so difficult. What the cases are. Here we go. We'll try our best. Nosdin mayim agave shmarim. You're allowed to put water on sediment, bishvil shiitzolu, so that it should become clearer. Why is that not borer? The Igle Tal says, I don't know why not. He leaves it b'tzarech iyun. What? Because with the water will cause the sediment to separate. So some say it's not be a dayim. You did it only. It's happening on its own. So it's a big question why this is mutter. Anyway. The Chazon Ish says it's not Breira because you don't have to do it, which we'll see in a minute. That Heter Umesanan is Hayayin, and you can strain wine Besidarin with a sheet. Right, you ever see that? They do that sometimes. They put an undershirt and they'll blew the sediment through the undershirt. Ubekfifa Mitzris, or with some kind of Egyptian kind of material. right? What kind of what are we doing here? You're not allowed to strain on Shabbos. So the answer is, it's already drinkable. It's already drinkable. That's the halacha. If it's already drinkable, and you're a finicky person, you want it to be more pure, that's okay. That is the heter why you're allowed to have a filter on your sink, because you would drink the water anyway. Since you would drink the water anyway, the fact that you put a filter there, it's okay. The Bir Halacha does hold that if you're a very big isthmus and you would not drink the water anyway, you have a problem. You have a big problem. I have a different shaila. If you live in the five boroughs where there's a bug problem in the water, then you won't drink it anyway. As a matter of fact, most hold, you're not allowed to drink it. So happy to have a filter. I don't have an answer for that question. I don't have an answer. I don't know how you can have a filter. Unless you say, that the, how could that be? That the drinking goes by rove people, even the goyim. So if the goyim don't care, they couldn't care less. Rove people will drink that water. So the Jews are not allowed to. Could that be the halacha? That's the halacha?
We use it.
I know, you have to find out what the heter is. Because the Bir Halacha holds that even if you're an istinus, you can't forget the bugs. I won't drink the water without a filter. If that's the case, you can't use a filter. Right? Most people don't make a difference. Oh, they might prefer it, but okay. They're very thirsty, they're not going to be so makbid. Right? Okay. Finosin beitza mitzanenes shel chardel. You're allowed to put an egg in a strainer of mustard. V'osin, that's one thing. V'osin anumlin b'shabbos. You can make some concoction of anumlin on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shabbos b'kos. On Shabbos you're going to make one kos. Why? Because it's a big tirchah to make it. One cup you can make. B'yantif, belugin. B'yantif you can make one lug, a bigger amount. U'b'moed b'chavos. Moed you can make a whole barrel. Rabbi Tadak Omer hakol of yorchin. No, it all depends on the guests. What's the story with your guests? How much do your guests need? Amar Ze'iri, nosin adam yayin tzolol umayin tzolol utok mishmeres b'shabbos. Ein hachoshish. You're allowed to mix wine and water and put it through a strainer. Not a problem. Why? The answer is because you would drink it without the strainer. It's drinkable. If it's not drinkable, that's terrible. But it's drinkable, so it's not a big deal. Aval achur in lo. But if it's very cloudy and no one's going to drink that, then you can't strain it. Mat meisve, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, he says, Toreid adam chavis shel yayin. A person can mix a barrel of wine, yayena ushmareha, the wine and the sediment. You can put it into mishmeres on Shabbos. They ain't a choshesh. You don't have to worry. What do you see from here? That even if the wine is not drinkable, it's okay. So Tirgam HaZeiri, now that's being Agito Shanu. That was talking about at the vat. At the vat, if you're one of those people that will drink straight out of the vat, then you don't care no matter what it looks like. So for you, it's like it's already strained. You want to strain, it doesn't make a difference because you drink it anyway. You can't make a receptacle. You want to strain it through a shirt, but you can't make a receptacle. And you can't raise in a kli, a tefach, because then it becomes a ohel. Amarav, hi, purunka, apalge, de kuba, this cover of the barrel, apalge, de kuba, shari. Akule kuba asar. You can't cover it the whole halfway. You can cover it halfway. You can't cover it full way. Why? Because you're making an ohel. That prompts Tosfos. This is a very big sugya. We don't have time to go into it. What do you mean? What do you mean? You know how to cover something on Shabbos? You can't cover a pot? You cover a pot, it's an ohel? That doesn't make any sense. We don't hold like that. What's the saying over here? Halfway you can cover it. The full. What does that mean? Okay. Amar of Papa. That's what I said. It's very hard. The cases are easy, but the application is very difficult. Amr of Papa. What? Yeah. Amr of Papa. Lo nahadek inish tsinyasa bepume de kuzna de chavita. You can't fasten tightly a barrel with chips and pieces of wood. It looks like you're straining it. Devei Rav Papa. Shafu shikra melamana memana. He was pouring wine from one barrel to another barrel. And by doing that, you leave the sediment in the old barrel. So you're sort of straining it, but you're not really. So amalei rav achami difti laravina ha'ikar nitzotos, but there are little drops, right, that get stuck in the old barrel and don't go into the new barrel. So you see that you're straining it. So Nitzos was Liber Papa lo Chashivi, but he didn't care about that. So to him it wasn't Chashar, it wasn't an issue. He didn't care about it, it wasn't an issue, and therefore it's not a problem. It's very difficult. All right, we'll stop here, and we will pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.